And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Good morning, Michelle. Now, we saw what happened in Birmingham in terms of the cricket. Now, girls, Talia McGrath are allowed to play with COVID. There's calls for changes for our cricket, is there?
Guys, can you imagine having this conversation 12 months ago? Everyone would have thought we'd all gone mad, but that's exactly what conversation is unfolding here in Australia. As a result of that gold medal match, Talia McGrath being allowed to play despite testing positive to COVID, officials here are asking themselves if you know that situation presents itself here in Australia over summer. There is a realistic chance that this will happen, just which way they'll go. So they're working closely at the moment with governments about the reduction in virus isolation period. So to reduce the current 7-day mandatory isolation period to 5 days, they want that to try and kick in before the 2020 World Cup kicks off in October. But as you know, over in Birmingham, the local rules allowed officials to treat patients on a case-by-case basis. So it's sort of stirred up the conversation a little bit here, and they're looking at their options and to see whether that's which way they'll go. So it seems to be that it might have presented a little bit of a precedent moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't mind it.
Brandy and I joke that if you had the player, then if they're a bowler and the batsman hits it, you're not allowed to catch the ball. So the bowler with COVID can only get leg before wicket and bowled or hit wicket. But nothing where another fieldsman has to actually physically touch the ball would be allowed. That would have to
certainly
be rewritten into the rules.
Tactics would come into play, I'd imagine.
Michelle, Jake Arthur has spoken about the abuse that he copped from his own fans.
Yeah, guys, it's been a tough initiation into the NRL for young Jake Arthur. He's 19, turns 20 in September, and of course he is the coach's son, Brad Arthur's son. He was an integral part of Parramatta's win over Manly. He really did help to fill that void left by Mitchell Moses. He's spoken for the first time about, I guess he's calling it the outside noise, because he's doing anything and everything to not worry about it. He's deactivated all his social media accounts. This was at the start of the year because he had a bit of a rough deal last year. So no Insta, no Snapchat, no Facey, which is unusual for a kid of his age. He's aware of the trolls and some of the total drop kicks in the stands at the footy that have, hurled abuse at him. But he's just finding ways just to focus on what's important. Let's take a listen.
I just try and stay in the moment and just try and be present with what I'm doing and not really think about what everyone else is thinking about me. And if as long as the boys support me and the coaches support me. And at home, we just footy 24/7. He's always on the phone, sitting on his computer till 3 in the morning.
Tough gig,
3
guys.
In the morning.
Real tough gig.
3 in the morning. He's on the computer till 3 in the morning. Brad Arthur. Drinking water.
Yeah, the boys say that he never stops. How much video can you watch, though, really?
Yeah, how much video? That's right. Or is he playing Fortnite? Who would know? Now, and for those only tuning in, a quick wrap of the Commonwealth Games after they came to an end this morning. Gold in the hockey today, seven times in a row, one gold in the hockey.
Yep, that's exactly right. It's been an extraordinary games for Australia, 178 medals in total. So that medal tally, 67 gold medals, 57 silver, 54 bronze. We absolutely smashed it in the pool, 65 medals in total from the pool, 25 gold. As you say, the Kookaburras, their seventh straight. They absolutely flogged India, 7-0. And guys, that was our 1,000th and first medal in Commonwealth Games history. But Ozzy Osbourne has closed the curtain on the event. Melissa Wu having the honour of flying our flag.
Sorry, hang on. Whoa. So you just threw in there Ozzy Osbourne? What, he bite the head of a pigeon? What happened there? In his Black Sabbath days revisited? Or what was it?
Just a performance. Just a performance.
Oh, just a performance, just, right.
Nothing too crazy. Nice touch, though. So Birmingham officials have now handed the Com Games hosting responsibilities to Victoria. They will, of course, go ahead in 2026 in Ballarat, Bendigo, Gippsland and Geelong. And now we'll all get, some sleep because none of us have slept much over the last couple of weeks.
Sorry, you said Ozzy Osbourne, but then you've mentioned then, again, it gets into our head where the next Commonwealth Games are, regional Victoria. We're actually not going to a city per se, or they're all cities in their own right, but we're actually just going to a region. That's where the Commonwealth Games are headed.
Get in your Jayco van and
that's it.
Head to country Victoria.
4 years' time. That's us. Mildura. Let's go to Mildura.
Good place to start your holiday.
Yeah, Echuca? Does Echuca have any events? Do we know of Echuca? I'd like to get to Echuca.
Cruise around country Victoria in your Jayco van.
Thank you, Michelle. Wonderful day today. Give you a couple of Daily M points and you can just go on with your day working for Channel 7 and all things sport.
Cheers, guys. Have a good one. Speak.
See you, Michelle. This one from BHG says, with the COVID cricketers, I suggest cleaning the ball after COVID play touches it. Sandpaper works the best for this.
Yeah, okay. All right. That'll just clean it off. Sandpaper on your balls. That'll clean it. This one from Mitch of Oran Park. Should the NRL penalise players 25% of the contracted value if they break the terms of that contract and have it paid to the club that misses out as compensation? That's elaborate. Might have to get Lee back online to find the legalities of that. But Mitch, I like your thinking. Yeah. I do like your thinking. You're coming up with a suitable deterrent here to break
the contract. Boys, you're missing the real reason on the Isaiah's backflip. I'm just going to call him Papali. In that para, para have a heap more money they did than after missing out on re-signing him last year. They're getting him to agitate to renege on the deal, and the NRL should step in. There's no doubt that Parra probably have more money than what they could offer him then, but I don't know if they've got as much money as what the Eels are paying him.
Right. There we go. Six and a half minutes to nine here on The Breakfast Show. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.